Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
You're very welcome back to the programme. A new report published by Women's Aid today has highlighted that the vast majority of people are very concerned about the harm that pornography is having on our society. Respondents to a nationwide survey showed that nearly two-thirds of people believe that pornography leads to increased sexual violence in society, with women notably more concerned about the impact of pornography on relationships than men. CEO with Women's Aid, Sarah Benson, joins us on the line now to outline some of the findings and to discuss them a little. Sarah, you're very welcome to the programme. It's entitled Time to Talk About Porn. That's the title of the report. It demonstrated that 7 in 10 people feel that pornography is harming society. I mean, tell us a little more about what the survey found.
Thanks, and good evening to your listeners. Yeah, Women's Aid have been long concerned about pornography, as have a number of our colleagues in the Rape Crisis Services and some organisations working with children. So we decided to commission this national survey just to kind of see if some of the concerns we had were borne out by a representative sample of our population, and they absolutely are. The study found that there is a majority concern that porn is contributing to a wide range of things, including gender inequality, sexist double standards, unrealistic sexual expectations, normalization of requests for sexual images, including among children, and also contributing then at the hard edge to coercion, violence, undermining consent, and as often is the case in terms of our work, image-based sexual abuse. So
there's a lot to be concerned about there, isn't there? And accessibility to porn is in part, anyway, causing a lot of that.
Absolutely. And I think that is one of the big things that's coming across, is that there is, again, a very strong view that both government and tech companies, particularly social media and search engine platforms, need to do an awful lot more, a lot more quickly, to try and ensure that there are mechanisms put in place so that children and young people are not exposed, sometimes through kind of searching themselves, but often also by kind of accidental searches, to really hardcore extreme pornography. Unfortunately, kind of data is coming out increasingly that that boys in particular are accessing or being exposed to very hardcore pornography at ever earlier ages. The average, certainly in the United States, is about 8 years old.
And 8 years
that
old?
Has, yeah.
You're saying hardcore pornography at 8 years old?
Unfortunately, the vast majority of what is really, really easily, freely accessible mm-hmm. is hardcore pornography. And, you know, one of the things that we found really disconcerting was that when we looked at the age breakdown and the particular questions that were posed and what kind of concerns were raised, at that the group of 18 to 25-year-olds who responded were really concerned around the issue that pornography may be contributing to more frequent demand by some young men for rough and violent sex. 81% of 18 to 25-year-olds expressed that concern. And those are, you know, the ages when young people are kind of getting into their earliest sexual relationships. And we know from engaging with young people and from other studies around what young men may be expecting in sex during when they're consuming pornography is something that women in particular are actually genuinely fearful about.
That is really distressing, some of those statistics. Do we have any... the exposure to hardcore pornography at 8 years of age, as young as that, and so that you said that's in the USA. Is there anything of a similar nature in terms of research in Ireland, Sarah?
We commissioned as part of our 2 into you research, which is as part of our project working with younger people, a study in 2021, and that asked 18 to 25 year olds about access to pornography, and it was over 70% of young men had and 50% of women, and the average age in that response was 14. Now, that was a cohort who were already 18 or older, and so we did focus groups groups as part of that research, and the overwhelming feedback from the focus groups of men and women alike was that, firstly, that that was an undercount and that probably the ages were younger. And in that survey, that was the average, so there was definitely younger ages responding to that.
Do you know what comes out of your research as well is the need for sex education?
Yeah, and this is something that is very timely. We currently have a review underway of the SPHE curriculum, and then we'll have one for the relationships and sexuality education. What was really positive for us is that there's a very strong consensus, including from, in fact, the majority amongst the younger group, is that there needs to be you know, appropriate sex and relationships education that is, you know, honest, that is in every school across the curriculum or across the schools. And it, what it needs to do is that it needs to talk about sex, relationships, mutuality, consent and respect. And what it also should do is include a focus, age appropriately, on pornography, on the basis that pornography is not representative of any of these things. If anything, it actually conveys the exact opposite.
Mm-hmm. You note that there was a striking difference in the answers given by men and women in this study. How so?
Absolutely. And actually, Red Sea, who commissioned the poll for us, actually said that this is quite unusual to see such a statistically significant deviation by gender in terms of the responses to nearly every single question. So while there was nonetheless a majority consensus in the study that, you know, that on all areas of harm and concern, there was a real statistical difference between male and female responses. For example, one in two people in aggregate, 57%, believe that pornography increases inequality between men and women. But that breaks down as 77% of women versus 55% of men. And across the board, women see this as more harmful and more concerning. And it also found that it was a majority view that pornography undermines men's respect for women, but not that it reduces women's respect for men. And really, that's most likely explained because pornography very consistently and disproportionately portrays women in extremely degrading, humiliating and dehumanizing ways. And because the most negative impacts of pornography, although there are negative impacts on boys and men as well, the most visceral ones are experienced directly by women and girls.
So pornography undermines men's respect for women, but not vice versa?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the view, yeah.
There's a consensus arising from the study as well that more needs and must be done by government and by tech companies to protect children in particular and young people from exposure to pornography. Look, Sarah Benson, it's fascinating research and very insightful indeed. CEO of Women's Aid, Sarah Benson, thank you very much indeed. And I should tell you that there's a helpline that Women's Aid have, a 24-hour national free phone helpline if you feel the need to contact that for help. It's 1-800-341-900. And Sarah Benson, thank you very much indeed.